The set? What'd he do? Hi, Willie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you doing today, Tina?
I'm good. I was following up with you because you said that you were going to look at the Google Guaranteed info I sent you, and if you were going to get started, you wanted to do it today.
Yep. The only thing is I never did have the chance to go through my emails and do that yet. I've been so busy the last couple of days that I didn't have time to go through and try to read that email and give them the information they needed. I can try this evening.
Well, there's no information needed on the email for us. That was just an informational email for you to tell you everything that I described for you, how it's the pay-per-lead program, and it comes with the $2,000 worth of insurance that Google provides and all of that. So if you want to get started, then all I would do is charge the one-time $250 application fee, and I would send you that information, the email to start on the application, and I can schedule an appointment for later today or tomorrow for that department to call you to just make sure that you get everything in the application over. I mean, not tomorrow, Monday, later today or Monday.
All right.
Do that?
What if something happens that the application don't go through? Do they give you the money back, or do you lose that $250?
You lose it. It's a one-time non-refundable, but as long as you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, it should go through. If you have some type of a prior conviction, like if it's a DUI or something like that, they'll still approve it. If it's something else, then it might not go through. So, but anything, you know, as far as, you know, misdemeanors or, you know, those usually they'll still go through.
Yeah, I should be good there.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to make for sure that I had all the credentials they need. I've got general liability insurance and all that stuff, but I just wanted to make for sure that it would all go through.
What's nice about that application fee, Willie, is it's a one-time fee. So I had somebody pay it a year ago when the program was new, and then they didn't get everything in, and they called back, and they wanted to sign up now, and they thought they had to pay it again. And I told them, guess what? There's already a $250 application fee that was collected a year ago, so you don't have to pay it again. All we have to do is resubmit the information to you and schedule that client interview. So that's the nice thing, is if you find out it's rejected for X, Y, or Z, you have plenty of time to fix it. And when you do, you call us back, and we do the application again for you. And you don't have to pay again. It's just a one-time fee.
There's no way to go ahead and have them call and give in your information and then pay the fee just to see if it's going to go through or?
No, there's not, but I can ask them on the chat because we work on a GChat system through the office, if they would foresee that you would have a problem. So you say you have general liability insurance, right? What else is it that you're thinking would be a red flag or would not work?
I'm really not sure. That's why I just want to make for sure that I got all the credentials for them.
Oh, I see. Well, most people pass the background check unless I say there's, you know, some kind of a, you know, major felony or something like that on there, then they won't. But most people pass it as long as you're insured and you have your liability insurance. I don't see why it wouldn't go through.
Yep, that's what I was thinking too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any way you can have them call me and take my information and see, and that way they would know, you know, if they would have a better idea. At least I would know what all they was going to ask for.
They don't really allow me to do that. I have to collect the payment first and go over like a questionnaire and send you the application, and then they would call you later today to finalize it. But let me ask them right now because I know that you're concerned. So.
All right.
Perry and Bonnie. I'm asking everybody I know in that department. And Bonnie. I'll put. So you're licensed and you have general liability insurance, right?
Yep. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know what kind of license they're going to want. You know, every county's got a different kind of license.
Well, it would be whatever the license your county, because they're not going to, like, let's say that I was in, Los Angeles, but I wanted to get, you know, a different county in California, they would still go by my licensing that's required in Los Angeles, because that's where my business is, right? So it would go by that. I'm asking them. Have you ever tried to apply for a background check with another company that didn't go through? Because I know, like, Angie's does it and Thumbtack, there are certain companies that do background checks. So, because if that's the case, then maybe there's something that happened there that would help us in knowing if it would get approved or not, you know?
No, I got approved through Angie's whenever I did it.
Last year.
Definitely, I was with them for like 3 years.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking, because if there was something like that where you didn't pass one in the past, it would probably be insightful to us. But I think as long as you pass that, you'd be okay. But let me just look here. Yeah, when I look at the other companies in your area that are Google guaranteed, Willie, it says that they passed the background check. And they have business insurance. So that's all it says. Usually if it says, oh, they have this certificate and that certificate and extra liability, then sometimes in the requirements, Google's requiring more of that company. But for your areas, it looks like they're just requesting that you pass the background check and that you have insurance. Oh, wait, let me see. She put your client will pass as long as he had no felonies in the last 7 years. If they're older than 7, it's fine. Do you do any type of landscaping services with your paving?
No.
No? Okay. Hold on, I'm going to send your account over to the person that would know how to answer this. Give me a second, and then she'll tell me. I'm happy that she's answering me, because...
So they wouldn't even require a business license then, just the proof of insurance and the background check?
It says the opposite. It says their license and the background check. It doesn't even say the insurance. Okay. Yeah, so for Google Guaranteed, there isn't a category for pavers, but the pavers in your area, they're doing it under a subcategory for landscaping. And the reason they can do it is the subcategories for landscaping are concrete masonry, driveway, hardscapes, driveway or walkway paving, walkway landscaping. So you probably don't do retaining walls or stone masonry, things like that. But as far as the driveways and walkways, she said that as long as you fulfill two of these services that are within this list, that you would pass the background check, even though you're not a landscaper. But I'm having her look at the account anyway, just to be safe. So.
Does that mean you would be getting a lot of leads for that different stuff, though?
No, because I put into Google, for example, paving company Springfield, Ohio, just to see who else was showing up in the Google Guaranteed. And I saw Elevation Outdoor Living and Walker's Outdoor Landscape. So even though these are paving companies, they're actually showing up in the Google Guaranteed under the subcategory. So we can do that where someone's just looking for paving or driveway or walkway or concrete installation or something like that, and you would still show up. It's just that landscape is the main category. The subcategory is the concrete. So, because Google doesn't have this service for all the different categories yet. It's only for certain industries. So I saw that it was available for yours in the subcategory, which is really good because I really, really think that you'll love it. I know just based on if you've used Angie Leads and you know how they work, they charge you for every lead, you know, whether it's, you know, a good lead or not. With these, you have someone monitoring it and you only get charged if it's a valid lead. You know, and with Angie's, they're sending it to 5 or 6 other guys. With this, it would come exclusively to you. So it's a big difference. And then you get the insurance on it too. Oh, you know what? She said that maybe we should wait until the main category of concrete, because she put, we don't have a category specifically for paving, so if you're fined under landscape, you would come up for specific driveway or walkway paving, and then it probably wouldn't be the type of jobs that you're looking for. So she said maybe you're not a good fit for the subcategory at this time, which is good, because then she saved you that application fee for now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So what I'll do, Willie, is I'm going to put a note here on the account to myself to follow up. I'm going to look at the, I know you're going off season soon. When do you start up again? I know you said September. You usually go off.
April of next year.
April. Okay. So I'll circle back to your account maybe the first of the year and just see if the paving category as a main category is available at that time. And if it is, I'll follow up with you and we'll get you set up then. Okay.
All right. Yep, okay. That sounds good. Like you said, you don't think adding any more Google ads, where I've already got that package that would affect anything any different?
That's something you could do that would be immediate, that would help you right away, because Google ads get up and running very quickly. You don't have to do the background check or anything. So let's say that you say, hey, I want to give you $300 more for Google ads. Then they start that campaign initially and they raise your daily budget by $9 a day. And that's so that 300 would stretch out throughout the month. So you'd get more real estate on the first page because you'd have a larger daily budget. You know what I mean? In addition to the 100 that you already have. So, you know, and you don't have to do 300. You could do whatever amount you want. If you wanted to increase it or bump it up by 100, you could do that too.
All right. Yeah, that's something I definitely, I'll think about. I did a job for somebody that deals with Google ads that does that, and she told me that if you put money in it, it'll definitely come back. You know, it pays off, but I know if people's Googling it, it's already popping up, so I don't know if, how that makes a difference. I guess it just throws you out there first, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the benefit of the Google ads, Willie, is that the local map optimization is tied into your business address in Springfield. So you'll be found absolutely on the maps in Springfield and some of the surrounding areas. But let's say that there's a, you know, high-end area that's 30 minutes away from you or 20 minutes away from you. You might not be getting that type of a reach with just the local listing. So with the ads, you can run them wherever you want. So for instance, it's showing that you're being found through the Google ads in Dayton, Beaver Creek, Kettering, Moraine, Centerville, West Carrollton, Trotwood, Hoover Heights, Springfield, obviously, Riverside, Lebanon, Troy, Sydney. There are 70 different areas that you're reaching with the ads. So that's where it becomes, you know, very, very worthwhile for you, because you can target areas that you wouldn't be able to reach with the maps.
Well, those areas are really everything you mentioned is really the areas that I service. Anything out of that, I really wouldn't be interested in anyway, because it'd be too far out.
Right, but those are the areas that you're getting with the Google ads. You can't get those areas with just the map listing. So if you increase the ads, you would increase your calls in all of those areas. That's what I'm saying, or increase your exposure in those areas. Because we can run those ads wherever you like without having an address there.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if, so if you run that, is it just for 1 month, or does it, that continues every month?
Usually we put it on there for every month, but in your scenario, because I know you go off season in September, you could always call us in September and say, hey, take all the ads off and just do the local package during my off season, you know, and then you'd just be paying for the $149 during the off season, which is just the local listing and the maps and the website and all that. And then you could always reinstate the Google ads, you know, when you ramp up again in April.
Alrighty, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you think if I added 100, you think that would help on the Google ads? You think that'd be maybe enough where I'd be able to notice the difference?
I think so, because I already see that you have a boost here, and it's going to double your budget, because right now your budget is $3 a day, right? Because you already spent $100 towards the ads this month. So that would increase that budget to $6 a day. So you'd get twice as much as exposure.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add 100 and try it out for a little bit and see how it does. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I think that that's a really good move, because that's something also that's more immediate, because I know your concern before was, you know, what if I, you know, do that background check and by the time it's approved, it's already the end of my season, you know? So that's why it's going to be better for you to do it like this, because then I can have them increase the ads right away, and that's the benefit that you'll start seeing right away, you know, rather than having to wait 4 or 8 weeks for it to get approved. So let me just make an adjustment here. And then you want me to try to process the extra 100 on the same card that we have, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do that. And then I'm going to send that department the message that you just added $100 worth of Google ads, so they'll start the extra programming and get that budget doubled for you right away, okay?
All right.
Yep, and I did get the green light for you, so you're all good to go there. So thank you so much for doing that. I think that you'll see a huge bump this month. Have you been on your dashboard to look at the results ever that you're getting in real time?
Yeah, my son, I've got my son monitoring that, so I'm going to, I don't know what he's got, but he helps me out with business, so I've got him monitoring the dashboard on there.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so definitely, you know, have your son start looking at it, and he can see the increase based on the extra ads that we're adding for you now, okay?
All right. Yep.
Sounds good. Okay, well, you are all good to go, Willie. I'm so glad that it worked out, and I'm glad that the people in that department got back to me right away before you got into a category that wouldn't have been the best for you, you know. So we'll circle back next year and see if the main category is available. But in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome, Willie. Okay, bye-bye.